Well, right then, Wednesday, 5 p.m., coming on after sports. Man, those guys are pretty cool. They get very excited. A lot of information from those guys. And that's what our job is to do, but on a totally different topic. Back to music, of course, for the next hour. It's American Hit Radio, 90.3 WHPC. I'm your host, Tom Ryan. With me, my lovely wife and co-host.
I'm busy.
Heidi Morales Ryan, who's always busy. I'm going to keep her busy for the next hour as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you can spend the next hour. As you know, I presume you might know, we've been working our way through two different lists of albums. One of them is 500 albums from the top 40 from 1955 until the present. I'm going to start saying 1955 because we're going to go there somewhere along the road here. And the other list, also from 1955, 500 albums also again, are 500 albums that did not make the top 40. And between the two of them, the 1,000 albums are meant to represent what we consider to be a good justification for people to still care about albums. Albums are so awesome, and they've been so important in the development of music through the entire rock and roll era from 1955 until now. Not just rock and roll, but, you know, jazz and R&B and so many others, like rap albums. And we'll be getting there, too. Covering all of this stuff. And it's just so strange and sad to see the way that things have turned around lately with songs and apps taking over and services that basically, you know, provide you with music that have deleted the value of an album. So we're here to save that to some extent. So each show we're going to be featuring a different album, not a new album, but a different album. And we are presently... Since we've been doing this chronologically, we are up to October of 1972. And this is definitely a favorite album of mine. It's the fifth album by Al Green. And it's also his best-selling album, or at least according to chart position it is, because it's the highest charting album he's ever had. It went to number 4 on the pop charts. So this is from our top 500 of the top 40 list. Now, in my opinion... Al Green is certainly one of the most important solo artists of the early 70s, even though most of the attention retrospectively falls to people like Elton John and Stevie Wonder. At this point in time, having a series of viable hit singles was key to getting airplay. When I say this point of time, I mean the early 70s. Hits were the way to get yourself heard on the radio, of course, but not just AM, but also FM. I mean... Having a hit almost always resulted in huge album sales, and very few people had a better run of consistently great hit singles than Al Green. 6 of his albums from this era reached number 1 on Billboard's R&B charts. It's amazing, 6. While this album that we're going to cover today, I'm Still in Love with You, was his best charting album on the pop charts, topping off at number 4. It also boasted 2 top 5 singles, which served as drivers for FM airplay of deeper tracks, such as Love and Happiness and his slinky reworking of Roy Orbison's Oh Pretty Woman. Other than the instantly recognizable production work of Willie Mitchell, the secret ingredient that made this album work so well were the intuitive arrangements of the 3 Hodges brothers. That's Teenie on guitar, Leroy on bass, and Charles, who played organ and occasionally drums if ace drummer Al Jackson wasn't in the studio that day. It was Charles who would be able to take over the drum kit. By 70s standards, the production here is almost dry, and the playing lacks even a hint of egotism, which is very unusual for the 70s. And this only helped the album to age better with time. If I had my way, I'm Still in Love with You is how I'd like to remember the early 70s. So, to kick things off, let's play the title track from the album, which leads it off. Also, one of the 2 big top 5 hits from the album, I'm Still in Love with You, on 90.3 WHPC.
Thinking about you, girl.
hurt me so to let you know. When I look in your eyes, you let me know. Let me know if the love is really real. Well, it seems to me that I'm wrapped up in love. Don't you know that I'm still in love? Sure up in love with you, yeah.
Everything about that is classic Al Green. Everything. From the topicality of the lyrics, which are almost always incredible, full of positivity. Songs about love, I'm still in love with you. And that's like pretty much the sentiment that Al presented of himself as an artist. Whatever was going on behind the scenes may be a different story, but all I can say is that by hearing his songs, there's such a generosity of spirit in the music that it fills me up when I hear those songs. Another thing is, of course, the combination of a horn part and the string part. Now, Willie Mitchell deservedly gets a lot of credit because he's the producer and he's the person who is putting these things on the record, but nobody ever talks about the people who actually wrote the arrangements. Willie Mitchell had two guys, James Mitchell, who was responsible for string and horn arrangements. He played tenor and baritone sax, so he was able to write a lot of the charts. And Charles Chalmers was another arranger who also basically did an awful lot of the horn arrangements, string arrangements, and he sang background. So these are the people who were contributing to what I would say is the classic Al Green sound. But more than any of that, and I don't just say this because I'm a drummer, it's that unbelievable drum sound of Al Jackson, that snare shot where it sounds half bass drum, half snare drum. It goes like a choo, choo. And it's, you know, nobody else was using a sound like that at that time. And really, ever since then, it's something that I try to emulate on my snares ever since. I just thought it was the coolest thing because it's a matter of getting a great texture out of your drum rather than just something that's loud and just goes like, you know, like a typical snare drum that I can't do it. You'll hear it on the next track, but I just think it's incredible. He rightfully, I say he meaning the drummer Al Jackson, gets writing credit on I'm Still in Love With You. And I don't know if that's all that he did was just basically play the drum part. But in my opinion, he deserves it because it's such a beautiful, unique thing. Willie Mitchell is also a co-writer on that with Al Green. Next track up is credited exclusively to Al Green. from the album I'm Still in Love with You. It's called I'm Glad You're Mine on 90.3 WHPC. Song is so deep it didn't even get airplay really, and I mean, if you're an Al Green fan, that's one of those songs that you would just say, oh yeah, it's, you know, stone cold classic Al Green tune. And that's what makes this album so great, is its depth. You'll know the hits, but when you have songs that didn't even get FM airplay like that, and it's up to that caliber, it really says something about how important Al Green was to the music of this time. And you notice what I'm saying, that like there's really no egotism in the playing. Everything sounds like it's at a low key. Nobody's showing off. Everybody's just supporting the tune. And it's such a beautiful thing to hear. And those glorious drums, oh, they're so beautiful. Now, the next song might be my favorite song on the entire album. It's called Love and Happiness. And I mean, if this was released as a single, it didn't chart on the top 40, but I guess I'm reading here that it did. It was a single in the United Kingdom. Oh, and in the United States on high, but it wasn't. Okay, it only went to number, it says here 98. I don't know if that's basically a rating or its position. It wasn't a top 40 hit, though, that much I'm certain of, which is a drag. I mean, he wrote this with Teeny Hodges. That's his guitar player. And his real name is Maybon, by the way, but everybody called him Teeny. This is the same guy that he wrote Take Me to the River with, or Here I Am, Come and Take Me. Some of his best songs were written with Teeny. But here's what Al Green has to say about the song itself. He goes, I wouldn't say it was a return to the old style soul of my early days, but I definitely pulled it from the same source of raw and gritty need. The result was like a slow fever, building on the beat, pushing up the temperature with each breath of the staccato horns and pushing through to delirium as we came up on the fade. He's talking about how the song begins, the factor with it. It bubbles under and then all of a sudden explodes. Because love and happiness was like mixing explosive chemicals. Everything had to be added at just the right time and at just the right dose. The tempo was the most important thing to Willie Mitchell. And if you listen close, you can hear Teenie counting off with his foot on a cardboard box for the take that nailed it. Let's listen for that on this incredibly amazing track. And I want Al Green to talk a little bit about his own songwriting before we kick off the song on 90.3 WHBC.
The technique of writing my songs come from the air, right out of the air, spiritually orientated. I mean, just things that you just pick up out of the clear blue sky. I mean, no one suggests any tunes to me. Like, my whole life is spiritually orientated. Some people say I'm strange about the way I act, the way I dress, the way I talk, the way I feel. That's because I'm in line with what I believe in, and I try to project what I believe in. And that leaves some people out because a lot of people don't know what I believe in. So my songs come from just that particular essence right there. Out of the clear blue sky, out of the air, I came up with Let's Stay Together. Like I said, I went to the studio to record One Night Stand and come with Sha-La-La, which is gold now. Just out of the clear blue. I don't know. I couldn't tell you where they come from. That's where the line must be drawn, because I can't tell you. They're just songs that all of a sudden is on my mind. I hear the melody. I pick up a guitar and I work them out. When I'm done with them, I go to the studio and put them down, record them, put the things on them that I hear, and presto. Hello, America. Or hello, Europe. Or wherever.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone. Yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and
happiness. Make you do wrong. make you wanna dance. Love and happiness. Love is. Wait a minute. Love is. Walking together. Talking together.
Tell me about it.
Southern Soul just never got better than this. I don't think so. I mean, that the tempo is like a metronome. And the coolest thing is that, you know, like, you know, it's, you so much have a tendency when you're doing a beat like that, when everything is basically just simple, like eighth notes, that you want to like do something to spark, you know, to spruce it up a bit, to fill it out. Drum fills, guitar fills, things, you know, basically fill in the spots. But instead, there's tension because they don't do that. And the tension suits the mood of the song so well as you're singing about love and happiness and that horn line that builds up. Just incredible. Now, the next, I'm going to play two in a row here. And I think that both of the songs are going to be like definite sleepers because neither of them were hits. The first track is a typical Al Green title. As I said in the beginning with I'm Still in Love with You, this is one, the first track we're going to play here is called What a Wonderful Thing Love Is. So there you go. But that's going to segue into another typical Al Green song title called Simply Beautiful. Now, although it wasn't a hit for Al, the song was sampled like crazy. Kanye sampled it. G-Unit sampled it. Mary J. Blige sampled it. Destiny's Child sampled it. I mean, these are superstars that went to this track as a sample. Queen Latifah covered the song on one of her albums. And Maxwell performed it on the BET Awards. He performed it because he was actually performing a tribute to Al Green. And he chose this song, Simply Beautiful, to be the tribute. So how about that? On 90.3 WHPC, back-to-back. Album tracks from I'm Still in Love with You by Al Green.
Try to make my dreams come true with you.
nighttime find me waiting my pillow, but I don't mind, no. But if you just let me sit again, I've been crying. I wish your trouble would leave me alone, but I've been crying. Oh, come on, stop the rain right now, yeah. Stop the rain, stop the rain. I gave you my love, I tell you what I do. I'd expect a whole lot of love out of you. You got to be good to me. Gonna be good to you. There's a whole lot of things you and I could do.
Hey, ooh, baby, there's so many
good things I could say about you, girl. I could say that I really,
man, this a song like that. Again, like it's all mood. It's all I can see. Basically, you know, somebody like Maxwell is a perfect person to perform that. You can see how much he picked up from Al Green, and how much of what Al Green's story is about has become hugely, universally influential. Really, but this is the point where we have to flip the album, so to speak, since we're talking about albums, and that would be the end of side one. We flip it over, and side two starts with a bit of a surprise because it has two cover songs back to back to lead off side two. That's not terribly unusual for Al Green. He would do a couple of cover versions from time to time. He's done, you know, Temptation songs. He covered some rock and roll songs. He covered The Doors Light My Fire already at this point in time. Here he goes a little bit deep again. This time he does a version of Roy Orbison's Pretty Woman. But as I said at the beginning, he cut a tones it down a little bit, makes it a little sexier, slinky, makes it so that he lightens it up, makes it feel as though there's air in the song a little bit, I guess you could say. And then he does something that I think that he does as well as any soul singer ever. He loves to take a song that's got like a 6/8 feel, a slow 3 even, and just stretch it out. On the last album that he put out, Let's Stay Together, he did a version of How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, which is very memorable when you hear his version of it. And it's the same thing here. This time he takes a version, well, he takes Kris Kristofferson's song For the Good Times, and he does the same thing. He just lets it just basically sink in and make a mark. So we'll play those two back to back since they're both interpretive, starting with Oh, Pretty Woman, and we'll let that segue into For the Good Times on American at Radio 90.3 WHPC.
Smile to me, lovely, lovely lady.
don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Yeah, let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head.
Time.
for the good times. And here's what you ought to do.
Bang your head.
Isn't this a beautiful album? Simply beautiful.
It's one of my favorites, for sure.
I was going to ask you, Heidi, because, I mean, we do a lot of listening to music together. And we never discussed this.
One of the earliest things we did was sing along to Al Green when we first met.
Right. And I remember that. And I remember there was a lot of, like, you know, interesting coincidences regarding, you know, different bands, different acts. And we overlap in taste an awful lot. But if I was going to ask you, like, you know, who do you agree with me if I was going to say, like, you know, of all the artists in the world, the one that I think we share the most is Al Green?
Maybe.
Yeah, because I think that there's a lot of things that I love that I know that you really enjoy, but I don't think you think as much of it as I do. And maybe vice versa.
There's definitely a lot of those.
There's quite a lot of those. I think Al Green is one of the very few, if not the most obvious example. I think he is the most obvious example of where you and I both say, "Oh, absolutely," in my, you know, all-time top list, and we both, you know, think as highly of him as the other one. Well, we got a couple more tracks to play on the album, and next up is the other huge hit single. In fact, this single was released before the album "I'm Still in Love with You" came out, sort of like a precursor for the album. That was pretty common in those days. They'd release a single to spark interest in the album. And when this song came out, "Let's Stay Together" was still on the charts and selling very well. It eventually climbed up to number 4 on the Billboard's Hot 100, number 2 on the Hot Soul Singles. It was Al Green's third consecutive gold record. And it kept that amazing streak going from "I'm Tired of Being Alone" into "Let's Stay Together" into this track, "Look What You Done for Me," on 90.3 WHPC. We'll also let Al do a little bit of an introduction here as well.
Well, I took what I learned from the rock and roll, the ingenuity, the class, the charisma, the steps, the movement, the hesitation, the wait, to be curious. Very curious, to create an atmosphere of curiosity, to be, yes, you take all of this that you learn in pop, rhythm and blues, and you use it to your best advantage, but it doesn't give you the fire. You can't create the charisma for fire. Either you have the fire or you don't have the fire, the spiritual fire. Now that you're here with me, I want to keep you free to do the things that you wanna do. The joy in life is loving you, but now the day has come to let you know where I'm coming from. Yeah, best of my year will go to you. It's the only thing I can do. But these things don't come overnight. Loving you, baby, and I think I'm right. Let me say before I forget, loving you, baby, is where it's at, yeah. What you done for me, no, baby, you set my heart free, yeah. Oh, what a feeling, yeah, a feeling, yeah. Sometimes I wanna leave, and then I say it wouldn't make sense, no, anyway. But forgive me, baby, if I do wrong. I haven't been a true man for so long. But let me say,
bits of genius in these arrangements just still like knock me out. Oops. Okay, that's all right. Yeah, there's like a like for example on that song, like you know the tempo and the arrangement of verse and chorus stays pretty consistent, but then right there at the end they throw in that little 16th note thing that ding a 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 ding before they go back to the chorus, and it's just magical. It's a magical album. I've had so much fun playing this record for you, and I'm. You know, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For staying tuned in. Yeah, a belated dedication that song to the woman that I love. That definitely is a great song to dedicate to Heidi.
Thank
Look
you.
Look what you've done for me. All right, there's one more song left on the album, but before we play it, I'd like to remind you that we are also here on Fridays from 5 until 6. If you've got the ability to tune in and catch us, we do a series that we call How Music Changed on Fridays. And we've started a series recently dedicated to the Monkees. And we get to the meat and potatoes of that this Friday, for what it's worth, with their third album, when they begin to, they're fed up with being fed material and they start playing their own material. And it's a lot of fun.
Genius.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, I would think so. I know there's a lot who would argue with me on that. But we're going to have it'll be fun to tune in if you can and basically check out what it's about on Fridays. And, of course, we'll be back next Wednesday as well with a brand new album selection. Not a brand new album, but another album from the same time, late in 1972. So I hope you can join us then and check out our website.
AmericanHitNetwork.com.
Exactly. You can just type American Hit Radio if that's what you remember, and it'll come right up. And there's thousands of shows there now, folks.
Yeah,
thousands.
You can get caught up on this any of the series that you've missed.
Exactly. So we'll part with you now. We'll go to Al Green, get the last word, of course. As we close out the album, I'm Still in Love with You, with the last song from Side 2, a song called One of These Good Old Days on 90.3 WHPC. Thanks, folks. Hope I see you Friday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Open your eyes so you can see, little girl, that you're hurting me. Yeah. Talking foolishly about lives, never really knowing the reason why. Hey, hey, how much did the day cost? I don't know. But that's the price you'll have to pay. You see, what I feel is real. If you want me to stay, I will. You've been loving me for years, baby. Yeah. Oh, I'm talking about loving you. Yeah. One of these good old days. Oh, I'm talking about loving you. wanted you to be my friend,
my friend.
I wanna love you till the end. Maybe there's something else, girl. But deep down inside, boy, you caught me by surprise. Yeah. I finally opened my eyes. Baby, hey, how much did a day cost? I don't know. But that's the price you'll have to pay. Myself together. This show.